Welcome to another episode of Album for the Day with John E. and Jay.
Season 11, we get into a personal month for us. These are albums that personally impacted our music experience.
Yeah, a lot of good, not only music history albums, but like albums that we dive deep back in our own little toy box to not just bands specifically that changed us, but albums that really gripped and changed our mood, who we are, who we were, who we
specific
became.
Specific albums that maybe opened a door.
Ooh, I like that, definitely.
And, you know, I look at some of these and I look at stuff that I listen to now and know that I wouldn't be if I hadn't listened to.
Yeah, that's a good point. I like that. A lot of good stuff here. Both of us had a lot of kind of weird stuff, and
it's amazing we're friends.
But it's good to go back through it every now and again and listen to.
Album for the day, April 24th, is Van Halen, Best of Volume 1. And this is the first greatest hits for them. It was released on October 22nd of 1996 by Warner Brothers Records. It has a number of producers, as did all of their albums.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't have any songs from Diver Down. However, every other album is represented at some point on it.
Well, Diver Down didn't really have any like so-called hits. Like,
they were growing.
It was well received.
It was a fan favorite.
Yeah, fan favorite. But no, it wasn't like radio plays. It wasn't, you know,
we might play them
Jump
live
or Panama
if you're lucky.
Yeah, exactly, that kind of thing.
So, the first 8 songs are from the David Lee Roth era, and
The Van Halen era.
Goes from Eruption, Ain't Talking About Love, Running With the Devil, Dance the Night Away, and The Cradle Will Rock, Unchained, and then Jump in Panama as we close out 1984 there.
And then we enter the Van Hagar.
Indeed. Praise the Lord.
Praise the magnify the precious name.
Yes. Why can't this be love? Dreams when it's love. Pound Cake, Right Now. Now, I will say that Right Now has probably the worst music video I've ever seen in my life. The fact that it won an award is just a testament to how little awards really matter.
Or how big Van Halen was.
Also true.
Which, you know, you can't undermine that.
You can't. And then Can't Stop Loving You, which was from the Balance album and the last studio album with Sammy Hagar. Humans Being is actually from the soundtrack to the movie Twister, and that is the last inclusion of Sammy Hagar on here. They actually were bringing everybody back together to do some stuff, and Sammy got upset that Dave was going to be there, and Dave got upset, and whatever. Sammy left, and they recorded Can't Get This Stuff No More and Me Wise Magic with David Lee Roth. And
then the band got back together.
Yep. But, you know, there were also those great things of the Best of Both Worlds tour, where it was Sammy and Dave together on tour.
Yeah.
I mean, there was any incarnation of weirdness with all of that you wanted out of it. And what I thought was the interesting thing is I bought this CD when it first came out. In the initial shipments, they were doing like a contest where there was something free in the album, and you could either have like a guitar pick or a certificate that you won a guitar.
Oh, wow, that's cool.
I got my booklet for the CD is autographed in gold pen by Eddie Van Halen.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
So,
still got it. Yeah. Still love it.
Eddie is clearly the bright spot of this band. I mean, he's one of the best guitar players of all time. And no one can ever, I mean, rest in peace.
That's not even a question.
It's not even, no one could ever be like, oh yeah, that dude, pff, he sucks. No one. you just flip on Eruption and then say that again slower in a mirror and watch yourself laugh at yourself, because it's amazing.
Shameful.
Yeah.
Yeah. Eddie, this band wouldn't have been anything without Eddie, but the brother dynamic is also, and we've mentioned this a number of times
Eddie being the lead guitarist and Alex being the drummer. Like, so you have two amazing musicians. One is in charge of the beat. The other is in charge of melting your face off. You know,
but they're both like classically trained and know how to play the piano and like, you know, all of that. So it's where they started, where they got to, and where they took it from there. Mm. And it's, I don't know, honestly, having looked at later greatest hits, I'm not sure that you can necessarily qualify any subsequent greatest hits album.
No, I think they were reaching on this one.
Where I really, like, really don't want to remember the Gary Cherone era.
Nobody does.
And, you know, I really enjoyed this. I did a lot of, it was something I could turn on when I had. And I don't dislike Dave. I was telling Jay just a second ago before we hit record that I'm going to give you that David Lee Roth may have been a better front man, but Sammy is a better singer. Mm. And when you go and you do the actual numbers, the albums that Sammy did sold more albums than the albums Dave did.
Yeah. No, there's absolutely no denying that.
I think that it's a matter of preference. I think that it was a band on less of a journey, more of an adventure. And when you're adventuring, sometimes things happen that you didn't plan for, and you have to take an exit.
Mm-hmm.
God knows, they exited a few times.
And they always came back for more.
Until now.
Until now. Because Eddie Van Halen cannot, he is the sole member that could never be replaced.
No.
That's just, it's, you know, they had a good run, and Eddie Van Halen, they named the damn band after him, you know.
And his brother.
And his brother. But let's be clear, most people didn't know his brother was in the band. You know, that's how good Eddie Van Halen was.
You're all right in my book, Alex.
Yeah. Oh, no, he's great. He's great. In the end of the band, you'd be like, dude, that drummer was awesome, blah, blah, blah. But, yeah, here, you just like, yeah, you get overshadowed, you know?
Well, I think that basically, you know, you've had fair warning that this album's going to turn out the way that you expect it to. I like to think of it as a audible Pepsi challenge where you can
Who's got the better chops?
Yeah, and, you know, in this day where you don't have to sit there and, like, program a track list on your CD player, which I remember doing that.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, you don't have to make a mixtape. You don't have to do anything. You can sit there and, you know, arrange the tracks the way you want now.
Mm-hmm.
But if you listen to them side by side, I think you're going to give the sign of the horns. Ooh. And
put it up in the air. Get your lighters out, guys.
Say Van Hagar.
Well, album for the day today, April 24th, is The Best of Van Halen, Volume 1. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at album, the number 4 of the day, and give us a follow, subscribe wherever you listen to us. Feel free to shoot us your requests at album, the number 4 of the day at gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and we will see you tomorrow.
Hey! Your tomorrow, right now, come on, it's everything, right now, get your magic moment, do it right, hear it now.
That was a good audition,
bro. It means everything. After starting the podcast, you can search for the album, use the three dots, and hit add to queue. Now the album will start as soon as the episode ends. Woo! Ooh.